I co-founded the magazine with Gordon Hammond. Gordon Hammond was hired by the Chambers of Commerce of Aroostook County to publish a brochure to promote the county. He decided on the format of a magazine. People thought it was a magazine and wanted to know how they could subscribe. Then serendipity came in. Gordon and I met and decided that we would call that brochure the premier edition of a magazine.
Talk us a little bit about what was thought initially should be the content of the magazine.
Being from away, Gordon and I both realized that what we had discovered in Aroostook County was a place that many people could only imagine. And so initially, it was to give a substance to the reality that exists in Aroostook County, qualities of life, of community, of small town traditional values that were still alive, that in many places were vanishing or even extinct. We talked about the creating a thing of beauty that reflected the beauty that we saw around us. And then one day, as we reflected over the first, maybe 5-6 years of publication, we realized that the recurring theme in all the stories that we published was this idea of community, what it means to live in a place where you don't have to lock your doors or your car. People know you by name.
You also have a wonderful compendium over time of Aroostook history, often told in the first person.
I recall a woman who came in with 60 pages of single-spaced typewritten recollections of her childhood that she felt would be of value to her nieces and nephews, but she didn't think that they really cared about them. So I sat down with those and I read through them and I began to see categories and vignettes, and I said, Gwen, you know, these are great stories taken individually. Maybe we can break it up into pieces, and started publishing her little stories.
What kind of reaction do you get from your readership? What parts of the magazine do they most appreciate?
Well, I've had many people tell me the first thing they turn to is the letters. People from all over commenting. They also say they turn first to Glenna Johnson Smith's essays, which also have been collected into a book published by Islandport Press. There's something authentic, real, even though she grew up in Hancock County. She adopted Aroostook in 1941 when she came here as a young bride and can define the value of Aroostook County, both in its natural setting and in the community, the people, as well as her childhood, which is a big part of what she writes about, was the changing roles of women in her life.
You know as well as I do, this has been an interesting time for all print publications, very challenging times financially. Has it become any more difficult to produce this magazine on a quarterly basis, or is Echoes financially doing okay?
Well, it depends on how you define financially. We are not funded other than through our subscribers and advertisers. The subscribers are really the lifeblood of the magazine. We have one part-time employee, only one paid employee. So it's a labor of love, I guess you would say.
In the anniversary issue, you write about, actually, the process that you go through every 3 months in just having volunteers stuff the magazine and get it off on its way.
This is a faithful group of men and women who come to our offices, which is really my home in Caribou, and these people enjoy getting together. I've said many times, we should really farm this out, outsource it. Oh, no, we enjoy getting together. That's the only time they see each other, some of them, and we always serve them a nice lunch with soup, or they always bring goodies themselves, and there's almost a competitive aspect of the quality of the snacks that we get. So it's an example of the community that surrounds the magazine.
Absolutely.